Marijuana's legalization in Colorado has made Mike Paulk, who had been involved for years in the illicit trade of the drug, a legitimate businessman.
Yeah, it's made me stoked because I went to prison, you know, for cultivating weed. And it was in 2000 I got busted. And now I'm free to do it without fear. And it feeds me and clothes me and takes care of me. I mean, there's probably like a couple grams there.
While Paulk is not licensed to sell marijuana, he is permitted to grow it for personal use, and he skirts state regulations by giving it away to customers who purchase pipes. And the pipe business, he says, is thriving. Authorized marijuana dispensaries that before legalization could only cater to medical marijuana patients have also seen a major boost in sales. Elaine Nelson with Medicine Man Denver, the largest marijuana dispensary in Colorado, says the company has been growing more plants and hiring more workers to keep up with rising demand.
But our best day, when we were just a medical marijuana dispensary, is now our normal day, now that we're medical and recreational.
Business is also booming for Elise Gordon and Delois Vaden, owners of a bakery that sells cookies, pies, and candy infused with marijuana for customers who want to get high without smoking.
We can produce approximately 1,000 pieces every 7 to 10 days. And we pushed ourselves this last time and ended up with 2,000 pieces because of the demand.
Critics say the danger of this intoxicating and addictive drug far outweighs any economic benefit legalization might bring. Reed Spalding is a recovering drug addict.
For me, the danger of marijuana was that it took away my motivation. I think it isolated me.
And Dr. Paula Riggs, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Colorado, warns marijuana can cause permanent damage to young people.
In adolescents who regularly use marijuana, that's been associated with a decline of 6 to 8 points in their adult IQ. Doesn't look like you get that back. That's a very significant public health concern.
State officials say increased tax revenue from marijuana sales will allow them to properly regulate the industry as they do now with alcohol and tobacco and fund public education and treatment programs. Brian Patton, VOA News, Denver.
Okay.